He called a meeting of the board.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
I just don't understand why you let that Mr. Sandy insult you that way, just because he's a college professor.
Yeah, Sam, why didn't you challenge him to a battle of wits?
I don't never attack an unarmed man.
Well, speaking of being attacked, I got in a weird meeting last night, and they asked me to leave.
Ask you to leave? Well, what kind of a meeting was it?
Never did find out, Mr. Jesse. I was visiting this church. It's real quiet, nearly dead. And at the end, the preacher asked for a meeting of the board. Well, I figured they wanted some suggestions on how to liven up the service, you know. But I never got past suggesting guitar and drum. I had some good ideas about harmonica and five-string banjo, but they just wasn't interested. They was mumbling something about the elect being too big a crowd.
Leon, don't you know anything about different kinds of church services? Why, lots of churches are quiet like that on purpose. They think it's the right way to do things.
Our church was real quiet one night here lately. Just before the sermon was due, the preacher found out he had lost his notes. And Sam,
that ain't the kind of thing we were
talking
about.
Well, I wonder where he lost them notes. I'm getting a pretty good library together
now. He come up with a pretty good sermon, though. He told about how David had a whole bunch of wives when he was a young man.
What did he do when he got old, Sam?
He wrote the Psalms.
Where do you get all this nonsense, Sam? You're always telling about funny things happening at your church. Ain't nothing like that ever happens at my church.
Your preacher went to seminary, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he did.
Them people sure know how to take the fun out of church.
Well, them fellas sure know about church programs, though. Our church is talking about building a great big old recreation center where people can have a real good time.
Well, the church where I preached last Sunday's just put up a new swing up in that old big oak tree up
well,
there.
Well, Leon, I don't hardly think that's the same thing.
I'm sure for that kind of thing. My mama used to say, if your mind is idle when you're swinging in an oak tree, you'll never wind up in the devil's workshop.
Huh?
Did your mama have any other sayings that good, Sam?
Well, she said, a rabbit in a cage saves nine. And she also said, a stitch in time's better than two in a bush. And she was always going around saying, where would this country be if it wasn't for this land of ours?
Leon, I really think the best thing for you to do is just to refrain from giving other churches advice about how to run their business.
I think Jesse's right, Leon. People get awful touchy about advice they don't ask for.
Well, I know you're right. I ain't going to do that no more. I'm going to stick to helping my friends.
You're going to what?
Yeah, I've been thinking, Mr. Jesse, if you'd paint this place and put some signs out there on the highway, and maybe you could wear a uniform, some purple pants that look good, and a blue shirt with a snake on the front.